Well, Egyptian police have attacked around 200 international activists who gathered in the capital, Cairo, to protest the Israeli siege of the Gaza Strip. At least one of the activists has been injured. Other members of the Gaza Freedom March say they are being forcibly held in their hotels. Now, the activists say they only want to show the rest of the world how badly the people of Gaza are suffering. The protesters had called their march a peaceful gathering. Their message, a no to Israel's blockade on the Gaza Strip. Egypt allowed 86 international activists to enter Gaza on Wednesday. This is some 1,300 others weren't allowed entry until the coastal strip. Israel and Egypt have closed off Gaza from the outside world.
And we decided not to go and to stay here to protest them because Egyptian government is part of this crime.
Yes. Well, peace activist Yvonne Ridley tells us more about the beating of international activists by Egyptian police in Cairo.
Cairo police waded in to the peace activists. They punched female protesters in the face. They pulled the hijabs off some of the Muslim women in the crowds. These were quite disgraceful scenes, and this happened after about 800 peace activists took to the streets in Cairo and took occupation of the main street by the Egyptian Museum. And there was a sit-in, and we demanded to go to Gaza. This is what the Gaza Freedom Marchers want. This is all they've wanted.
Well, we're going to cross over to Gaza. We have one of the peace activists who has been allowed to enter, Ray Abelia, standing by. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, tell us about the first impression you had upon entering the Gaza Strip.
Thanks. Well, we've just been here for less than 24 hours, and it's shocking. I cannot begin to describe the tremendous kindness and welcoming that we're receiving from the people of Gaza, and also the visual of the destruction that remains a year after Operation Cast Lead is devastating. The tents, the rubble, we've only just begun to see what's happening here. And I think it's something the world needs to pay attention to, and the world needs to pay attention to the way that the Egyptian officials are treating these peaceful protesters who only want to enter into Gaza and support freedom, justice, and human rights for the people of Gaza.
Now, Ray, there were 80 some of you that were allowed, but over 1,000 others who were not allowed to enter the Gaza Strip. Any reason given to you, any reason why the others were not allowed to go with you into the Gaza Strip?
Well, let me back up and explain what happened. Code Pink, the organization I work with, has been part of a global international coalition to lift the siege of Gaza. We've been working for 6 months to get people into Gaza. We were overwhelmed with the number of applicants that signed up to join us. And a month ago, the Egyptian government was working with us name by name to approve every single one of those over 1,300 people to enter. Just a week ago, before the march began, they notified us that it was going to be very difficult for marchers to get in, if not impossible. Then the government said no officially. The minute we got to Egypt, we experienced extreme deprivation of our rights to freely assemble. We were not allowed to have a meeting place. Every time we convened over six people, we were surrounded by riot police. And so different groups started trying different tactics to try to get in. Some people went to Al-Arish, to the north, to try to make their way on their own into Gaza. The French took their French embassy and have been holding it there in an encampment for days, trying to get the French government to put more pressure on the Egyptian government to allow them to come in. Some women's peace groups went to Suzanne Mubarak with an appeal to her and to the Red Crescent to allow in humanitarian aid and these peaceful demonstrators. And it just happened that that was one of the tactics that has been effective to open a doorway in. And we felt it was important to take that doorway as an opening to continue to get more activists into Gaza. We are in solidarity here in Gaza with our brothers and sisters in Egypt, and we wish that every single person was here. We felt it important to follow through with our commitment to the Palestinian people and groups we've been working with.